This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for April 2nd, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. JLN Editor-in-Chief Sarah Rudolph continues to recover from her recent surgery, for which we are very grateful. She will be returning to work part-time on Monday, covering our MarketsWiki page of the day posts. DRW has a post on their Insights blog titled, What to Expect When Interviewing and Onboarding 100% Remotely. Claire Nicofora is raising money for the Misericordia Candy Days fundraiser. If you'd like to help her reach her goal of $25,000, you can click with a link in today's newsletter. There's a post from Wharton's FinTech written by Miguel Armaza titled, S&P Global CEO Doug Peterson, The Future of Finance, Power of Data, and Global Business Trends. Co-CEO and Director of Philip Capital Inc., Lynette Lim, is the latest to give to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign. Lynette is a friend, JLN subscriber, and former CBOT building neighbor of JLN's who co-leads the Philip Capital FCM in Chicago with her husband. Philip Capital is also the home of NFA board chairwoman Maureen Downs. It has one of the most extensive exchange membership and clearing networks of any of the FCMs, especially in Asia. Thank you to Lynette and all who have given and all who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. There will be no new JLN Options newsletter this afternoon. JLN Options will resume publication on Monday, April 5th. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have the video, The Spread, Tiger Billionaire. This week on The Spread, the unregulated crypto exchange Durbit announced a Bitcoin volatility index. The CME announces over 1 billion micro options contracts have traded, and more. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. High-frequency traders eye satellites for ultimate speed boost. Satellite networks could represent the next technological leap forward for a business where every millisecond counts. In the relentless quest to speed up stock trades, space may be the final frontier. Today, high-frequency traders use microwaves, lasers, and advanced kinds of fiber optic cables to shave fractions of a second off the time it takes to execute trades. It's a business that depends heavily on the ability to transmit data as quickly as possible between financial centers. Price moves in key markets drive fluctuations in other markets, and HFT firms must race from one exchange to another to adjust their trading activity in light of the latest data. Otherwise, they risk losing money to faster HFT firms with fresher information. My comment, to infinity and beyond. Here's a story from Phil McIntosh of NASDAQ. IEX is all in on data revenues, quote, fade, and virtual rebates. Rather than make markets more efficient, regulators have added more free riding. Sliding prices based on price discovery from other exchanges are allowed. IEX for years campaigned against phantom quotes, bids and offers that disappear right when investors want to trade, and exchanges earning SIP data revenues and kickbacks given to liquidity providers for posting lit quotes at the NBBO. My comment, NASDAQ commenting on the competition is interesting. It is what challengers do. Here is a press release from A Leg to Stand On. A Leg to Stand On calls on finance industry for critical support. Industry charity offers corporate and personal philanthropy opportunities and prepares for Rocktoberfest 2021. Against all odds, the hedge fund and financial services industry helped industry charity A Leg to Stand On deliver on their commitment to treating nearly 1,000 children through a historic 2020. The charity, known for its annual Rocktoberfest events in New York, Chicago, and London, was able to treat all registered 2020 patients without interruption and register over 1,000 new children for treatment in 2021. my comment. Attention, your help is requested. Here are the top three most read stories from Thursday's JLN. The top read story on Thursday was a press release from the South Australia Police that John Lothian, me, referenced in his commentary. April Fool's new dog operations capability, a joke video about drones and dachshunds. The second most read was the JLN Markets Wiki page on retiring manager of Ceres, Billy Osimos. And third was a profile of Osimos written by JLN Sarah Rudolph, Billy Osimos, the face of Ceres. Your Crypto Markets Wiki coin of the week was Tether. This week, the company behind Tether, the world's first and most popular stablecoin, published an attestation saying the company had $35 billion in assets backing the USDT in circulation. The report, which was produced by Cayman Islands-based accounting firm Moore Cayman, found that as of February 28, 2021, Tether had $35.28 billion in total assets against total liabilities of $35.15 billion. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.